Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Phil, he held a news conference this afternoon. Right. Been kind of quiet since the fires, though, huh?
Yes, he has. And part of that is his personality, and that's part of that is just sort of the protocol that goes in with these disasters, whether it's floods or fires. Rule number one is you don't show up and get in anybody's way. And the governor, you know, doing a photo op at the fire line, that sometimes gets in somebody's way. So you don't want to do that. So the second thing is you want to be able to at least have something to say, preferably sure. on the upside. And that's what the governor did. He had a press conference this morning out just outside Sacramento at the emergency headquarters there after meeting with Cal Fire, National Guard, and Highway Patrol. I wouldn't say that his appraisal was all that optimistic. As you said, Patty, it was pretty dire. He said, get ready for this. This is the new normal. We're going to be seeing longer fire seasons. We're going to be seeing more homes go up because we're building closer to the fire lines. And that's a fact of life in California. He said California wasn't designed to handle 40 million people, and we've got them. But every turn and every, it was interesting, every answering every question, he sort of arced back to his theme of climate change. Yep. That's what he really, everything ended with and began with climate change.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was going to talk about that because without touting that, he not only reinforced his focus on climate change, but also the rainy day fund. I mean, he's been a guy that's been pushing for that rainy day fund. Without that rainy day fund, the state might be really struggling to pay for some of the fire coverage.
Right. And what he's been doing is he set that aside. He said it's going to be tight, but we have the money, especially since the economy is booming. But Jerry Brown being Jerry Brown said, but, you know, in the future, we're not always going to be bringing in this kind of money. And it's going to be an ongoing problem because things aren't going to change that fast. Again, making a pitch for lower emissions in cars and cleaning up the world. That's Jerry Brown. And Jerry Brown is also, you know, he talks about these things. It was interesting. It was interesting. He praised everybody for working from the fire. But, you know, he said he was going to go up and see the towns and such affected. But I challenge everybody out there to sort of remember the last time, Jerry, you saw him handing out anything at a school cafeteria to victims or hugging a victim or even having a town hall meeting. He's really not what you'd call a people person.
Not that style. Yeah.
No, he's more of the think type person. So he doesn't tend to show up at these events. He doesn't tend to do that. It's not like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who would show up in the satin jacket with the big governor emblem and the cameras in tow. But he is making his points.
Yeah, and he's not running for re-election.
No, I think part of this also is that he is not running for re-election. He doesn't consider this the type of politics he likes to do. And he's been around the block not one time, not two times. He's going on his fourth time around as in terms of governor. And he's been there and back since the 70s. So he's got a pretty good perspective on this.
Are fires going to become a political issue for the gubernatorial race?
I don't see that'll be interesting because I remember Gray Davis used to say there's two things in California that will make or break a governor. One's the economy and the other one's fires. And there's not a damn thing you can really do about either one.
Going back to Jerry Brown, is he going to go around the block one more time doing something else? Come on.
Something
I'm
else.
You on the spot.
Position. No, I don't see it. I don't see it. He'd like to. He would like to.
President
but the Jerry Brown.
Brown
today, I think, was showing a bit of his age. And so I don't see that.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.